Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Tuesday, my friends. What are you shouting for? Well, I just am. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And you can check me out on Drive later today. That's at 4 p.m. or 1600 if you've got one of those weird watches. Anyway, we begin with build-up to Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool and their Champions League last 16 clash with the mighty Real Madrid. That's tonight. They, of course, lost last year's final to Los Blancos. Deucey Tom, sorry about this, everyone. They lost to Real Madrid. I don't know who Los Blancos are, but it certainly wasn't them.
Yeah, it's Spanish for the whites.
Oh, that Los Blancos. Yeah. Everyone knows that. Yeah. Anyway, Kloppy admitted that he's only just watched last year's Champions League final against Los Blancos, that's Spanish for whites, because it was just too painful. Oh, that's a bit harsh, lads. Don't do that.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right.
One of the biggest clubs in the world, most successful clubs for sure, won this competition. I don't know how often. Super experience. In our own story, now, just recently, if you want, we played this final in Paris, and I didn't watch it back since then, until this weekend. So the thing I realized immediately, now I know why I didn't watch it back. So, but I had to. It was proper torture, because we played a good game, and we could have won the game, and that's a decisive goal. We could, because we didn't. They scored a decisive goal, we didn't. And that was the reason. You could see in this game how experienced Madrid is, how little they are fussed by the fact when the other team has chances. They don't lose confidence in 1 second. They know our chance will come. They are there for that. Then they defend with legs, deep defending together. So this is this team, and that's the competition, and that's what you can learn from them, definitely.
Now, Marcus Rashford scored twice to continue his hot streak and help Manchester United overcome Leicester City in the Premier League. Simon Money Money Jordan says he should sign a new deal to repay the loyalty the club have shown him.
And I have to tell you who scored the goal. That's now 7-7 at home. It's Marcus Rashford.
If he's got any integrity, which is a word that often doesn't belong in football, he should be signing a new contract at Man United because they've carried him for 18 months. Like, he didn't do anything for the last 18 months. And you can point your finger at the management of Man United, which I do, because I think Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was laughable in his management of those players. He brought a culture in which was like a Butlin's holiday camp where the club was doing them a favour, allowing them to play, rather than the other way around. And, you know, coming back from European Championships and deciding that he wanted to go on holiday before he had an operation just gets so far up my nose, I can't imagine it. The bottom line is he didn't turn up last year. So the difficulty is for Man United, they can't win. There's no way on God's green earth that you give him a contract on the basis of last year's performance. And now you're caught in a situation where the clock's running down and you're into 18 months left, and now you want to give him a contract, and now the box seat has been occupied by him. There has to be a balancing act. If he's a Manchester United product of their academy and understands the opportunity that was given to him and some of the patronisation that he's had over the last 18 months, he'll sign a new contract, get a big bump of pay rise and commit his future to Man United, because that's what he should be doing.
On now to Jamie O'Hara on a bit of a rant about the struggling Chelsea boss Graham Potter.
He's already got the fans on his back. I want Graham Potter to do well. I like him. I interviewed him last year and I knew he had something about him. I can't believe the way he interviewed. I think he still thinks he's at Brighton. You're at Chelsea, who have won the Champions League, fighting to win titles and are not used to losing. And he comes out and says Southampton are, they're a tough team and well prepared.
You have to see it for what it is in terms of today. We've had to make some changes because of the Champions League, and we've had to make some changes because of the situation we're in. Boys coming back from injury. When you make those changes, it can be difficult against a team that's well prepared.
They're bottom of the league with no manager. They're in disarray. How can you say that? You've got to come out and be like, it's nowhere near good enough. We've got to win that game 3-4-0. The players need to step up. We need to be more ruthless. They need to kick up the backside. Like it's just okay that he's been bang average and Chelsea are 10th. Chelsea are 10th. It's unheard of. It was Ole Gunnar Solskjaer or anyone else, you know, who was in a big club, in a big job, they'd be, see you later, get out. Tottenham sacked Nuno Espirito Santo. He got manager of the month and they got rid of him. Come on. I know he's English and I want him to do well, but this ain't good enough. This is Chelsea Football Club, are used to winning everything week in, week out. They're 10th in the table, have got beat at home to Southampton. He's coming out saying they're a well-prepared team.
Now, Unai Emery said he was, and I'm quoting here, embarrassed about, that's where the quote ends, Emi Martinez's decision to go forward late on during Aston Villa's 4-2 Premier League defeat to Arsenal. Simon Jordan and the former Villa boss Martin O'Neill got into a heated exchange about throwing modern-day players under the bus.
Yeah, he decided, and something, of course, is good. The player decided himself on the people. They are the protagonist. But I don't like it. I told him at the end of the match.
What is the point of throwing players under the bus? What's the what is seriously?
Depends
what
if you know the character of the person that you're doing it to.
Well,
if you're
going
to give someone a telling off, right?
Yeah.
You better know why they're going to receive it. Otherwise, the only person that's getting validation out of that is you, right? So
yeah.
You tell someone off to get back from them. If you're going to throw a player under the bus, it's because you expect them to either have a reaction to that, or you're making sure that other people know that you don't muck about, and there is consequences to people who do not behave in a way that you think's fitting.
Well, I don't think you have to go and do a public press conference to know whether you are in control of a football club or not.
I agree.
Or whether, you know,
I agree. But the media is a powerful tool. It's used by everybody.
Yeah, it is.
You managers particularly use it to be able to advance your opinions.
Yes, of course. Yeah, but players soon suss that as well too. That if you are using that.
Yeah.
As a
staple
tool,
diet, yeah, I agree.
As
with
a tool, yes. Players, no, I'm sorry.
Martin, we're going to
eventually. What happens is that they store it in the back of their mind. You win the next couple of games, they soon forget about it.
Yeah.
You don't win the next couple of games. Oh, listen, it becomes a different issue. I don't feel as if you have to throw players under the bus. I'll tell you why.
This characterization of throwing them under the bus, is it throwing them under the bus, or is it making them accountable? You're accountable.
Yeah.
I was accountable.
Yeah.
Why are the people that deliver the outcomes the only people that are not accountable?
Yeah, because that's the nature of the game. That has always been the game.
Okay.
Yes.
Doesn't make it right, does it?
Doesn't necessarily make it right, but that's the game.
Did Cluffy do that with you guys? Did Cluffy take you into the public domain? Players, full stop. I think he did.
Yeah, but we're talking about something about 35, 40 years ago.
Doesn't matter.
It does matter.
You think
it matters
so?
A great. Yeah, it does.
Because you lot have engendered a culture in these players that they can do what they want.
It matters a great deal because players are more sensitive now than ever before.
You've allowed
allowed it. No. Society.
Encouraged it.
Society,
developed it. Facilitated it.
No,
enabled it.
No, society.
Good society.
Society has allowed it.
Yeah.
Has allowed it. I don't think I've facilitated it. Far from it.
Encouraged it.
Oh, listen.
Patronised.
There are many a time where I would love to have said what I in public, what I said in the dressing room. I would love to have done that. That would be great. But you know what? The only benefit I would have got was a five minute benefit to me at the end of the day. And by Monday morning, I've had to go into a group of players, disenchanted players. Sorry about it. I'm all on to be really happy to leave players out, particularly players I didn't like. It was really, really good, and I have no problem with that whatsoever. But I do have a problem about using my frustration publicly to hammer players.
Now, Marcus Tavernier's goal lifted Bournemouth out of the drop zone with a 1-0 win at Wolves. Cherry's boss, no one really calls him that, Gary Gazzaro Neil, everyone calls him that, joined White and Jordan exclusively and push back on those who are tipping his side for relegation.
Full time after a stunning performance by Gary O'Neill's side, it's Wolves 0, Bournemouth 1.
Obviously, when you're promoted from the Championship, you're automatically one of the favourites to go down. We had a quiet summer, recruitment-wise, compared to most. Everything I heard from the very first kick of the season was that we were going to go down, and there wasn't too many people that doubted that, apart from the people inside the building. So, of course, you suffer some tough spells and some tough moments in the Premier League when you're newly promoted. But the first half of the season where we were a little bit short, we still managed to be competitive and we still managed to put enough points on the board to be in with a shout. And we are. We always have been. We've never been cut adrift, as many people would have probably predicted we would be. But obviously my job now is, yeah, we've got a deeper squad. We've still got four key players still missing. So my job now is to make sure I maximise what we've got and give ourselves a real chance. And staying in the Premier League would be huge for the club again this season. So, yeah, a lot of hard work still to do.
Now, West Ham have no immediate plans to sack David Moyes despite dropping into the relegation zone, TalkSport understands. Moyesy has come under fire from fans after a dismal run of just one win in 11 games. Here's former Hammers coach Stuart Psycho Pearce discussing the problems for Moyesy at the London Stadium.
I speak with Dave on a regular basis. I know he's really disappointed in the league position because he wants to deliver more for that football club, you know, and I think he will do as well. They've got a European campaign that starts in a few weeks as well, so that'll be interesting. I don't know how much that's taken out the team. Their European campaign's been very good this season, 6 out of 6 victories. But, you know, they're in a difficult moment.
We've been here before, haven't we? But I'm not enjoying it because I'm used to being at the top of the table rather than the bottom now. So the job is to get back to the top.
Been a little bit disappointing, maybe one or two that have come through the door not hit the ground running, and they've not had the luxury of a really strong rest of the team playing with real confidence. You know, like, if these players would have come and joined the club maybe a year ago with maybe Thomas playing really well, Vladimir playing really well, Mick playing well and Jared playing really well, they would have gelled a little bit easier than it is now. It's a firefight every week at the moment with pressure on the team and no more so than next Saturday against Forest at home.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we finish with Martin O'Neill and Jim White talking about whether a good number two... What? We... Oh, sorry, there's more on the other side. ...can step up to be a decent number one. They're talking team management, obviously. Although, having said that... No, just play the tape.
Do number twos generally go on and make decent managers in your experience?
Well, again, you'd have to have a look at it, and I don't know what the stats are in that. I think that number twos are generally number twos. I think that can they
and
go
stay
on
and, numbers twos,
and can they go on and push on? I would hazard a guess and think that their number twos are there for a reason.
I mean, Southampton and Leeds think they do because they're fighting for their lives, but they've gone interim to get them out of there.
Yeah, it was it's a big result, fantastic result at Chelsea. Wouldn't have been expecting anything there.
Not through choice, Jim. They can't get a manager.
That is right. Sometimes number twos, you mentioned Gary stepped into the job at that time because Scott Parker had, as Simon said, opened his mouth too often, I suppose, if that was the case.
What about your own former number two? Is Roy Keane going to come back into football, do you think? You speak to him?
Do you know? Yeah, I speak to Roy. Do you know what? I think I mentioned here, I was hoping that he might have taken the Sunderland job at the time that he was being touted for it at the time. But whatever materialised there, or whatever didn't materialise, I should say, it didn't. I think he's possibly think that maybe I'll leave management now. You know, he's doing excellently in his other work, so maybe not have the hassle.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today. After us, at 7 p.m, it's kickoff around the grounds with Adrian Durham from Anfield for all the goals as they go in from the Champions League and the EFL, including Liverpool against Real Madrid. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts at first in the morning, so do what you got to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a lovely, lovely day. And above all, up the Los Blancos.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.